Howdy, folks. It's country singer Brett Kissel, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
It's a bad cover band in a beer can bar. High school sweethearts, back of a car. It's blue lights breaking up a parking lot fight. It's choking on a smoke for the first time. It's a night in the life, just pick a town. And I'll bet your money when the sun goes down, there'll be boys chasing girls, chasing stars in the sky. It's crazy, it's tragic, it's messed up, it's magic, and we're just along for the ride. It's a night in life. It's a potluck dinner at the old white church. It's a loosened up tie after work. It's a touchdown pass to win the game. It's phones in the air while the whole crowd sings. It's a night in the life, just pick a town. And I'll bet your money when the sun goes down, there'll be boys chasing girls, chasing stars in the sky. It's crazy, it's tragic, it's messed up, it's magic, and we're just along for the ride. It's a night in the life. Your dress on a chair, my jeans on the floor. It's me wanting you, and you wanting more. It's a night in the life, just pick a town. And I'll bet your money when the sun goes down, there'll be boys chasing girls, chasing stars in the sky. It's crazy, it's tragic, it's messed up, it's magic, and we're just along for the ride. It's a night in the messed up, it's magic, and we're just along for the ride. It's a night in life.
On the line now in Canada is Brett Kissel. How you doing?
Doing really well, Lee. How are you today?
I'm good. I've been looking forward to speaking to you. We've been playing your music over the last couple of years. Tell me a bit about yourself, because we'll talk about the new single as we get further into the conversation. But tell me some more about you.
Well, I'm more than happy to. I mean, obviously, I appreciate the opportunity to get an opportunity, you know, to connect with you. And you know what, for me, I love country music with all my heart. If that's all you ever needed to know about me, then that's probably pretty good. But, I mean, I grew up on a cattle ranch in northeastern Alberta. It's been in our family for over 100 years. And my wife and I, we actually were able to buy the cattle ranch from my grandparents a couple of years ago so that we can keep it in the family for another generation. Very, very happily married. My wife, Cecilia, and I, we've got four incredible little kids. We just welcomed a newborn into our world, another baby boy. So that makes us, a very proud family. Two daughters and two sons. And so life in country music is very busy, but I've got a lot of great things to write songs about, whether it be the lifestyle on the farm or chasing after my kids or loving my wife. So yeah, very proud Canadian, very proud country singer, proud farm kid, proud dad. There's a whole lot more, but you should probably pour yourself a drink, and I should pour myself a drink. We can get to know each other, and I'll tell you whatever you need.
Yeah, so when did you actually start obviously you've been having hits in Canada for a while, then you ventured out into America and got involved with Garth Brooks on tour, things like that we'd like to know about.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, from the time I was a little kid, all I ever wanted to do was play country music. And you know what? I got my first guitar when I was 6, and I think it's kind of like a kid in sport who, you know, you ask, how did you, you know, make it to the major leagues? And to a degree, I don't really know myself. I just kept playing and playing, and you meet another guy, and then you meet another guy, and you meet a producer, and you meet a manager. And before you know it, I realized, okay, well, it looks like I got to go to Nashville. So I started taking trips to Nashville and started writing songs, and that's where I met a manager named Bob Doyle. And Bob is Garth Brooks' manager, and Bob signed me to a management contract, a publishing deal, and I would write songs for Bob and everything. And I was able to meet Garth in a very chance meeting up in Canada at a fundraiser. And we were raising funds for a new hospital in Saskatchewan, the province of Saskatchewan. And Garth came up and helped raise $2 million. And I kind of opened for him at that, you know, gala banquet dinner. And there Garth let me know. He says, hey, I'm coming back to Canada on my tour. Would you like to open for me? And I don't know. It's like Wayne Gretzky saying, hey, you know, would you like to play on a line with me? It's like Muhammad Ali saying, hey, you're pretty good. Do you want to learn how to box? And I'll teach you. So Garth took me out for about 24 shows we did across Canada. And I'll that was over the last couple of years. And I'll never forget that. And every show, Lee, that we did was better than the last. And I feel like I could write a book on the kindness and the memories, you know, that that Garth shared with me.
It must have been, what a fairy tale to get his manager also to sign you, because he doesn't sign anybody, you know, only if he really likes somebody, and obviously that's what he did, and then meeting up with his artist, and then, it's just, what a wonderful dream for you.
It was exactly like a dream, and I realized in those moments, you know, whether it would be, you know, signing that deal or standing up on stage with Garth or singing Friends in Low Places with Garth in front of 55,000 people with his arm around me, you know, I'm a smaller guy. I'm about, you know, 5'5", 5'6", and he's 6'2", 6'3". Mm-hmm. So he's got his arm around me and we're singing Friends in Low Places together. And Lee, I realized in that moment looking out at all these other kids and all these other parents or grandparents, they have an opportunity to tell the next generation that dreams can, and they do, come true. Yeah. And I'm living proof of that.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Tell me some of the hits you've had.
Well, you know what? It started with a song called Started With a Song. And I saw that on a bumper sticker in Nashville for the Nashville Songwriters Association. And it says, don't forget, it all starts with a song. And I'm like, all right. Maybe I can turn that into a song itself. So I wrote that song with Craig Wiseman. And Craig Wiseman, I'm sure you know, is
yes.
One of the greatest country songwriters in Nashville and of all time. I took that idea to Craig, and he started spewing out lyrics about how we need to write this song about the first verse being, you know, with your buddies, and when you hear your favorite song, it just takes that party from a 9 out of 10 to a 10 or an 11 out of 10. And we all experience those moments. I mean, if you've got your favorite song and it comes on the radio or it comes on when you're in the bar, you're like, oh, my God, that's my song. And it takes that party. So it all starts with a song. And then he says, yeah, well, second verse needs to be about a girl. And I said, Craig, I agree. So he said, he starts writing, in front of me, she was drop dead. I was tongue-tied. She was over on the passenger side and parked down by the river, but I couldn't make a move. I was so shy. And, yeah, that's a night I'll never forget. Because coming on the FM and her leaning in for our first kiss, it all started with a song. And he wrote that right in front of me with no break.
Amazing.
Like, you know, that's the quality of a Nashville songwriter. He wrote that in 5 seconds. He wrote the second verse, and it became a gold record and a number one for us. That's how it all started. Howdy, folks. It's country singer Brett Kissel, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Midnight at the edge of town, me and the boys just hanging out, radio up and the tailgate down, yeah, we were passing something around, then a rock band, that old DJ, spun a little gold that was custom made. 17, you never felt something that strong. And he can't help but sing along. Looking back on everything I've done, I could do no wrong. It all started with a song. Over on the passenger side, far down by the river, but I couldn't make a move, I was so shy. Yeah, that's a night I'll never forget. Coming on the FM, her leaning in for our first kiss. It all started with a song, flicking that match on the gasoline, turning them caution lights green. Yeah, when you're young and free, felt something that strong, and you can't help but sing along. Looking back on everything I've done, I could do no wrong. It all started with a song. Every night when I'm standing in the spotlight and beating on these six strings all night, yeah, the story of my life all started with a song. Turning them caution lights green. Yeah, when you're young and free, you never felt something so strong. And you can't help but sing along. Looking back on everything I've done, I could do no wrong. It all started with a song. It all started with a song.
Make a Life, Not a Living is a song that changed my life. In the heart of you know, the shutdown, the world is shut down, and a lot of people are really squirming. We're all trying to figure out what's next. What are we going to do? And my friend Stephen Lee Olson sent that song to me on my 30th happy birthday. If anybody, you know, could believe in this song and take this song across the finish line, it's going to be you. So I heard it. And it really spoke to me in a way that a song has never spoken to me, ever. And I'm so grateful that I was able to tell that story and really focus on the lyrics of that song, which were so true to me. Even though I didn't write it, it was as if it was my song. So Make a Life, Not a Living really talks about the things in life that matter the most. It's not money, it's not titles, it's not material possessions, it's your family, it's the people that you love. And it's interesting how country music has been around for 100 years, and that song title has never been written before, as far as I can recall. So that song was a big number one for us in Canada. And Lee, it's actually nominated for a Juno Award, which is a multi-genre award show in Canada, kind of like the Grammys. And it's nominated for the Single of the Year. Me, Brett Kissel, Justin Bieber, and The Weeknd, and we're nominated for Single of the Year. So this cowboy from the farm kind of can't believe that I'm in that same category.
Brilliant. Mind you, you've won a few awards, though, haven't you, in your time?
Yeah, I've been very, very lucky. And my wife and I, we bought an old farmhouse out here in the country, just south of the capital city of Edmonton, Alberta. And we've been renovating it, and I've got this beautiful room that's kind of dedicated to all my memories. And so as we were taking some of the trophies out of the box, it's pretty special, you know, to get to hold these glass statues again. And especially those Juno Awards. I've been very lucky to, you know, have been able to win two.
Well, congratulations on that. Totally.
Thank you.
Right. We bring everything up to now. And how did you get involved with 98 Degrees?
Well, the fellas of 98 Degrees, first and foremost, are some of the nicest guys I've ever met. And my manager knows Jeff Timmons of 98 Degrees really well. They've done work together. My current manager, Jim Cressman, he's booked 98 Degrees, you know, on a bunch of different shows. And when we were performing together at the Much Music Video Awards in Toronto back in 2017, we were kind of across the hall from each other. And they were doing their vocal warm-ups, as was I. And they actually introduced me on stage for my performance. And we always stayed in touch to a degree to say, if there's ever an opportunity, we should do something. And the minute, Lee, I heard that they were looking to do a country song or possibly put together a country record, I couldn't believe it. So my manager and I, we sent them a song called Ain't the Same. And I didn't realize that 98 Degrees had been pitched doing country songs for the last decade. And they've always turned it down. They were just waiting for the right song. So the fact that they selected the song that I wrote is a huge deal, and I'm so grateful for that. And they loved the song, and they got back to my manager, and they said, yeah, we're going to do it. Now, what's interesting, though, is that in processes like this, you usually have to wait months for the lawyers and the managers and the producers and the agents and the record labels to sort out the paperwork. Not with these guys. They're like, we love the song, we're going in the studio, we're going to send you our vocals. And that was it. So I'm just so grateful that even though they're R&B and pop stars, they kind of took a page out of the cowboy ethics playbook. And we shook each other's hands and said, we're going to do this, we'll sort out the details later. And now we got a hit song on our hands that just in the last 2 days got a million views on Facebook. So we're really proud of this song.
Brett, it's been great talking to you. And any thoughts of coming over to the UK?
Well, very much so. We have it on our radar every single year where we figure out, okay, where are we going to go? How are we going to play? What are we going to do? There's a lot of great festivals. My friends that own Buckle and Boots have done a great job out in the Manchester area. And so we're talking with a bunch of different organizations to come by. But Lee, knowing your legacy over the last, you know, two decades plus in country music in the UK and across, you know, the entire continent of Europe, if there's an opportunity for you to put a good word in for me, please do so, because we've played a few times, but we certainly want to play a lot more.
Great. Brett, it's good. I hope to catch up with you. I've never seen you perform live, so hopefully I'll come to Nashville frequently, catch you there or catch you over here. And good luck with the new single. And I'm going to get you to announce the single, and we'll go out with the interview with the song, Ain't the Same. So if you want to announce that, it'd be great.
Well, for everybody listening, no matter where in the world you are, this is a song I'm extremely proud of, with some extraordinary harmony vocals and lead vocals from Nick Lachey and the band 98 Degrees. It's me, Brett Kissel, and 98 with our song together called Ain't the Same.
Brett, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee. I hope you have a great day. Howdy, folks. It's country singer Brett Kissel, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Baby, this truck rides better on a back road. And this beer tastes better when it's ice cold. Like a small town water tower needs a little spray paint on it. I got your name on my heart, 'cause you're all I ever wanted. The beach ain't the same without the sun. Coke ain't the same without the rum. Vegas needs them neon lights. Tequila needs that lime. Smoke ain't the same without the green. Guitars can't rock without the strings. Sky ain't the same without the blue. And girl, I ain't the same without you. Everybody knows a kiss tastes better in the moonlight. Maybe making love feels better when it's all night. It's the perfect combination when lightning strikes and thunder. Yeah, I can't imagine life without you by my side. The emptiness inside, I've been one without the other. Cause the beach ain't the same without the sun. Coke ain't the same without the rum. Vegas needs them neon lights. Tequila needs that lime. Smoke ain't the same without the green. Guitars can't rock without the strings. Sky ain't the same without the blue. And girl, I ain't the same without you. That I need, like flowers need rain, like gas needs a flame. You're the wild in all my dreams. Oh, the beach ain't the same without the sun. Coke ain't the same without the rum. Vegas needs them neon lights. Tequila needs that lime. Smoke ain't the same without the green. Guitars can't rock without the strings. Sky ain't the same without the blue. And girl,